I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's Wrestling News, Survivor Series is looking stacked. We're going to tell you who's going to be in the house this weekend.
I'm going to bring you the latest on Becky Lynch's return.
Has WWE just signed its next major breakthrough star, question mark?
And Mia Yim's new name is Mia Yim again. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm bamboozled.
This is the news.
What the hell's going on with these name changes? Let's kick things off by talking about Survivor Series. The lads reported yesterday. The lads.
The boys, me and Hamlet.
You and Hamlet, the bad lads, the big bad boys.
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm all over the place. He's the only dad, but you got dad vibes.
So yeah, I got dad jokes, definitely.
Fred Durst. reported yesterday on Becky Lynch. We'll talk about her in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But there's some new stuff coming through here from PW Insider's Mike Johnson. Who's going to be in the house? Almost set that up like it was going to be Swerve Strickland. No, it's The Undertaker and Michelle McCool. Ooh. They're going to be in Boston for the show on Saturday. No guarantee that they'll actually be on camera, but if they're there, obviously Triple H could go, hey, dead man, go and bury someone, or whatever.
Go and tombstone someone. Yeah, go. You're the fifth member of the women's team. There you go.
You're dethroning Roman Reigns tonight,
oh,
brother.
God, please no.
So they could conceivably come up with some creative, I guess, but there's no guarantee that they'll be on camera, it's just that they're going to be there. They might just be visiting. Also, Johnson reports as well, Maryse is going to be there. Now, that could be just to film God. What are you doing?
M'lady.
She's
being polite.
She might just be, that's usually a JR cowboy hat we use for that.
Yeah, it's the bad take hat as well.
Maryse, she might just be there filming for Ms. and Maryse, what's it called? Ms. and Mrs.
Yeah.
The show that I watch every week, obviously. Because Miz isn't scheduled to wrestle on the show. Him and Loomis is happening on Raw.
Yeah.
Two nights later. So maybe they'll do an angle. Who knows? Loomis might do some weird stuff backstage, as known to do. PW Insider also reporting that there's been no concrete word on Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, or Naomi, who are notable absent stars that people might point to and go, hey, mystery spot. But yeah, there you go. Some news for Survivor Series. Going to be a stacked locker room, if nothing else. I think the show looks good. I think that the War Games matches in particular are very exciting. Yes, wrestling.
Yeah, really like this card. I mean, there's a fairly obvious, straightforward title retention for Ronda Rousey on it, but it's part of a bigger storyline of her just being really nasty alongside Shayna Baszler, so I quite like that as a story. The triple threat for the US title should be an absolute banger. You also mentioned... Oh, and AJ Styles' Finn Balor's probably going to be quite good as well alongside the War Games matches. My little birds... telling me that The Undertaker's going to do another live rendition of his theme using electricity, because that was so good last time at Survivor Series.
He's doing
opposite one.
You should use one of those weird instruments where it's like a small platform thing and you play it with your hands.
Oh, you got like,
Pheromone? Pheromone or something like that?
Ooh, I was about to say pheromones. That's definitely not it.
Whoa.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about Becky Lynch. We mentioned yesterday that she may well be the fifth member of the women's team at Survivor Series, the babyface team, of course. And yes, PW Insider's Mike Johnson is reporting that Becky Lynch is scheduled to be in Boston, Massachusetts for Survivor Series this weekend. Still not confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, though, that Becky Lynch is going to be on the show or on the War Games team. But it has, according to Fightful's report from yesterday, I believe, been discussed and planned for Lynch to return. Obviously, as I mentioned yesterday, she's been out since SummerSlam. I haven't had a chance to get your thoughts on all this, actually.
To me, this seems like a dead cert now. Seems like she's in pole position for that spot, as covered in the report. It's interesting. It's something I hadn't really considered, which is quite weird. I think mentally, I just kind of decided that Becky Lynch was going to be out until next year and was going to return in the Royal Rumble.
Me too,
so
yeah.
So bought into my own bollocks there. But yeah, I think this would represent an ahead-of-schedule return, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Look, it's Becky Lynch. She's a star. All that stuff. But also, she was written off TV by Damage Control beating her up.
Yeah.
After her promo with the sling and stuff after SummerSlam. They had that face-to-face as well. So I think it ticks every single box. There are other good options as well. Obviously, like someone like Tegan Nox coming back would make opposite Dakota Kai's fun.
Beth Phoenix has been suggested by the Dudleys.
Beth's a great shout. Sasha would pop, obviously. Lord knows what her status is at the moment. Oh, Naomi would be good. But yeah, there's lots of good options. None of them are bad. Well, I mean,
Undertaker's pretty bad.
The Undertaker's pretty bad. Yeah. But like, I think all of the realistic options are really good. And yeah. I think Becky would be great. So.
And don't forget to join us on Saturday night. Myself and Hamlet will be doing our live stream reactions to Survivor Series. We'll go!
Well, I've lost my train of thought. What's my story? Gabby Butler. There you go. Gabby Butler. WWE signed her to an NIL deal, which is the program that they brought in last year. It's like an image rights kind of...
Next in line.
Yeah, for like athletes who maybe want to transition into wrestling later on. It's not a guarantee that these people are going to end up as wrestlers. It's kind of like a placeholder type thing. But Gabby Butler is their latest signing to one of these deals. And this is quite the coup.
Mm.
Although you might not know it's quite the coup if you don't watch Cheer. That's Frasier, you idiot.
Making your way in
the... Making my way downtown. What's that? I don't know. That's banana going in the bin.
I need you, yeah.
Bananas.
That's bananas getting drunk in the bin in the horticulture office.
That never happens.
Nope.
So, this was confirmed yesterday. WWE signed Gabby Butler. Who the hell is Gabby Butler? She's from Cheer, the cheerleading docu-series
on
Netflix.
That one, yeah. No.
Which, by the way, is a great show. It is one of the best... Like, Netflix are really good at these, like... Okay, maybe some of the true crime stuff's a bit... Whatever. It's a bit cut and paste, but Netflix is, like, running documentary series, like The Last Dance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Last and ESPN thing. I don't know. I'm an idiot. But Cheer is great. You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, a cheerleading team. It's very enlightening on, like the crap that they have to go through to be successful. Really, really interesting stuff. Like, that enacts a heavy physical toll on the people who perform it, and it's really interesting. I would strongly recommend it. Gabby Butler is the person on that show who emerged as comfortably, like, the biggest star. Like, she resonates star power on this thing. And obviously, if you're coming from a cheerleading background, you're a great athlete immediately. So this seems like a really exciting signing across the board. She would be easily one of the most... skilled athletes WWE has ever signed if she ends up becoming a wrestler. That's how, like, athletic she is.
Yeah.
So this is something else. She's got a huge following, all of this stuff. She's easily a bigger star than Gable Stevenson, 100%,
wow.
If you want a comparison. And if you consider how wooden and... Sorry, bad he has appeared when he's been on camera, this will be a breath of fresh air. But yeah, they signed this, Gabby Butler. I would recommend that you check out Cheer if you've not watched it already.
Well, we'll do, yeah.
It's, like, absolutely great. And, yeah, man, this is pretty cool. I hope she does come into wrestling, and I hope she's good at it.
Yeah, it's one of those where I think about cheerleading and all the gymnastics that involves as well, and you think, yeah, that probably does translate quite easily into a wrestling ring. So
a bunch of people have come from that. Like, I'm pretty sure Naomi was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Was Alexa Bliss from that background as well?
I feel like Carmella.
Yeah, there you go. Stacey Keebler, I think.
Tiffany Stratton was like gymnastics, wasn't she more so? But there you go, there's a perfect example. I can't wait till she shows up in NXT and gets given the gimmick of evil architect. Belinda Ding.
Shouts to, I'm not going to shout the person who came up with that.
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, let's talk what latest about Mia Yim. Do you know what her new name is?
Jade?
It's Mia Yim again. She changed her name for under 24 hours. I don't know what happened here. I don't know whether there was just sort of a mistake on WWE's part, like on the website, but then it was also mentioned on telly as well, but then Corey Graves still called her Mia Yim. Basically, it was like she was Mia Yim, and then for less than a day, she was Meechin, which means chaos?
Crazy.
Crazy, sorry. Yeah. All right, and it was very personal to her. She said, to me, it's something special because it's something I grew up with. It's very personal. And you thought, okay, that's fine.
That's cool.
And then they went, oh, no, she's Mia Yim again. And it was like, oh, okay, did you mean that to just be a nickname? Yeah. Or what's going on? But also, WWE filed a trademark application for Meechin. She's Mia Yim again. I don't know what else to tell you.
Probably going to be a nickname. Yeah, to me, this whole situation, because they changed her roster page on the website, to me, I think that Johnny Webmaster has just...
Jumped the gun?
I think he's pissed it up and made a mistake, and they've gone, hey, no, that's just a nickname, Chief. What are you up to? That, to me, is what it seems like. I might be wrong. I mean, if they've changed her name for a day, they are stupid, obviously.
She's had worse name changes.
She certainly had... What was her name?
Yeah, Reckoning, I think, maybe.
Reconciliation.
They all had such bad names, but thankfully...
Yeah.
Dominic Dijak is now...
Hard Justice. He's Neo from The Matrix, as Sam Flint pointed out.
1999 called, they want their look back.
I kind of... I mean, if they go for, like, an 80s action movie gimmick with him, that might be quite fun.
Yeah.
But that intro, like, I mean... Listen. You guys know I don't harp on botches. Like, I think that's whack. But, like, hate your finisher, brother. Like, something went wrong there, and it was a bit like, oh, this is a bit...
It's a shame, because there's a great main event on NXT this week.
Yeah, and Dijak's, like, once you get beyond... You forget because he was T-Bar for so long.
Yeah.
But he's really awesome. So I do hope it goes well for
him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, Mia Yim's Mia Yim.
Mia Yim is good. Donovan Dijak now.
Right. Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Tatty3 writes, is it just me, or does anyone else feel like Tommaso Ciampa's injury and Johnny Gargano's struggles on the main roster go hand in hand with each other? Seems like Johnny is going through the motions where maybe Papa H had something DIY planned. Oh, and this is Bowser.
Oh, look at that little potato man.
Had to be. This could have been the worst. It wasn't, but it could have been the worst question. I'd have still picked it for Bowser.
That's the face you make when you've just eaten Super Mario. Shout out to Bowser. I think there's a good chance that Papa H had something up his sleeve regarding DIY. I think that would have factored into the Dexter Loomis thing, and maybe it would have resonated a little bit more strongly than what has occurred since then. I think that's very fair. I think that the current booking of Johnny Gargano is just a mistake rather than like a compensation call. I think that they have earnestly booked this guy, and I think that they're trying to build sympathy by having him get beaten up by the big guy in the swerve and stuff, but it obviously hasn't worked. Like, people aren't responding to it. I think that presenting himself as a smart ass and like a cool guy is like a symptom kind of a lot of the way NXT babyfaces were booked under Triple H, and I don't necessarily think they're burying him on purpose or anything like that. I think it's just a lesson learned, something that hasn't gone well that they need to look at, remove themselves from, reflect on and go, okay, Johnny Gargano's not good as this smart ass. We shouldn't be squashing him. If we want to reheat a mass, we should use someone else. I think they need to learn lessons, and they've made mistakes.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday with Mustafa Ali. It feels weird that Triple H's pet projects all begin with, okay, so we're going to bury you.
Yeah.
Like, Austin Theory, there's an argument to be made, okay, you kind of had to hit a hard reset on him anyway if you want to get the Money in the Bank briefcase off
him. That seems to have worked.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, God, like, Ali, I think there's a bigger picture here. I think they're doing you're crapping, you're spiraling, and blah, blah, and then you're going to turn to the dark side or whatever. But the Gargano stuff's weird. Yeah, I hope it was just, it's just, well, we haven't really got anything for you because Ciampa's getting hip surgery or something, I think it was.
I can't even remember, but that poor fella has lost parts of his career to injury.
Hopefully it's to get him back to do DIY stuff, ASAP, because, yeah, it was really easy with Gargano, and they did it a little bit. They put him in matches with, like, Gable, and you were like, Kevin cool, Owens. There we go, perfect. Just keep doing that, and they're like, no. Lose to Omos in 3 minutes.
Just the thing that gets me is a lot of these baby faces on WWE programming at the moment, and look, I'm not disparaging Triple H's creative, it's so much better than what we're getting now.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of these baby faces have to be like, cool guy. I'm cool, I'm a smart talking guy. It's like, no, like sometimes a baby face can just be earnest and like a guy you want to naturally root for. Not everyone exudes that level. I think Gargano's a good example. He works on two really good levels. All heart kind of baby face, fighting guy, fighting spirit guy, little undersized bloke, but he's got so much heart that he overcomes, and smart ass heel. Combination of the two doesn't really work.
No. And we talked yesterday about the worst gimmick in wrestling finally being gone with Akira Tozawa. And now it's over to Johnny Gargano with his crap whistle. Get rid of that. It's rubbish.
Yeah.
Scoop! Scoop gives us our second question of the day. With Ray on SmackDown, down and currently out with an injury, do you see when WrestleMania comes around, Dom versus Ray in Ray's retirement match?
Woo!
Gives Ray a good send-off and his son retires him. Would be good storyline.
Yeah, it would be a good storyline. I totally agree. I think that if Ray's ready to retire, if Ray wants to retire next year, or in like 5 months or however long WrestleMania is away. Yeah, good.
I'm not ready for him to retire.
Trigger. That's the counterpoint, isn't it? I'm not ready for him to retire either. I think Rey Mysterio is still fantastic.
Still good.
So I think he still has a lot to offer. So it's not something that I would necessarily go with unless Rey comes to me and says, hey, I'm old, I'm beaten up, I want to put my son over in my last match. For me, it feels a little bit too early, but it's up to him.
I think they are going to do Ray versus Dom at WrestleMania, though. Yeah. But maybe not with a retirement stipulation. Or with a retirement stipulation and Dom retires. Well, there we go. That was good. See you later, everyone.
Should you do hair versus mask? Because unmasking Ray went so well in WCW. And, you know.
What about more eye stuff?
Oh. Two eyes this time. Take the both out.
Speaking of hair. More on that in a little bit. Final question today, I have to say this very carefully, comes from Sofa King Eric.
Okay.
I've separated them out there.
There's a stoner rock band called Sofa King Killer.
There you go.
Right there. So there you go.
Right, it's morning, lads.
It's a bit much, isn't it? A bit much. Not Eric, the other one.
I have to ask, what entrance makes you peppy the hardest? I think it's pre-Judgment Day Finn. I do the arm throw every time. Also, Goldberg makes me want to slam my head into a wall.
I do appreciate you censoring that tweet. Sorry, in the mentions. Eddie Kingston, actually.
Yeah.
I think like the song has got a really good sting, where it just kicks in with the like DMX style rapping.
Yeah.
And then like it almost sounds like Castlevania, the noise and the little in the background. I like it because Eddie, when the music hits, he just stomps out ready to fight someone. It's great. Like I like
an MMA entrance, isn't it? She's like, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I like it hit for me hardest. Not actually the Punk match last year, which I loved, but like the Jericho match at Revolution this year, because Jericho comes out with does the sing along, all this elaborate stuff, and Eddie just comes down looking like he wants to fight. So it's Eddie for me, man. I think it's great, and like it's a default look. Question gets asked, Andy Murray responds with Eddie Kingston. Is it such a it's what I do all the time, but like I've got to be honest.
Yeah. This question made me, what would I say to make me look really cool? Just got to be honest really here. I went to watch a SmackDown Live many years ago in London, and I legit sprinted, almost knocking children over, when Breezango's music played. I love that theme, but if we're going to go for the one that makes me pop the hardest, it's nearly the end of the year, on my Spotify Wrapped 1 year, top three was Nakamura's theme. I could not get enough of it a few years back.
I'm right there with you. I think it was either 2020 or 2021, The Butcher and the Blades.
Oh, yes!
Was legitimately top league because it slaps so hard. House of Black entrances get me as well. They're all great.
I like Ricky Starks' theme as well.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
And, of course, let's not forget...
Hobbs.
Yes!
I do that in my house, like, once a week. And Mrs. H. Murray's like, what the hell are you... Why? What is this power? It's weird. But the House of Black, like, all of them are great. They got the group one... where they used the Absent in Body song, They've got the tag team one where they use the Kings of the Black, like Colin Young made for them. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. They've got the Brody uses Be Harder by God's Hate. His band, obviously. Malachi uses Amon Ra. Awesome. Buddy, I think, just uses the group one.
He uses their theme to Neighbours.
Shut up, man. And Julia Hart uses the one that they... The Colin again! Shout Colin out all the time, but he makes good music. With the vocalist from Dying Wish. So it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, fun.
There's a lot to... Also, we should give a shout out to... I'm in the Judgment Day. Which is very over in the water.
It's an ironic one in the office, isn't it?
And
Alter Bridge over it.
And KO's theme, actually, because that was who I picked for my character on 2K for many years.
I like any theme that's like butt rock. Yeah, like, yeah. So that ties into the Judgment Day. So, like, I'll never on Judgment Day. So, like, anything with that kind of warbled Creed vocals.
Yeah.
Let's go. Butt rock was underrated, man. Wow, what a statement. Like, Broken Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Seamus, it's a shame. Yeah. Lobster ham.
And also, of course, we the ones. Speaking of which, that's today's ad finally, it's very simple. Bald Roman Reigns.
Yes.
I had to get, I saw Miller tweeting about this. I saw this doing the rounds yesterday.
What an upgrade.
I want to know your thoughts on it.
Awesome. What an upgrade. Look.
He looks so good.
If the coolest man in WWE with the best hair in WWE can pull it off, you can pull it off too, my friends. Mm. You too can pull it off. There you go.
And speaking of pulling things off, shout out to this guy who's been behind us. People asked us yesterday what the background was. Yesterday it was Wales. It's always World Cup
themed. Gareth Wales.
Right now it is the most handsome man ever in football, the greatest French striker of all time, Olivier Giroud.
Beautiful. The only man in the world I would not take the hair away from, because look at that. Look at that.
Look at him.
The exception to the rule, I think. Fine piece of art of a man. Hang him on a wall in the Louvre. Awesome. Fantastic stuff. You know what we should have done today, though?
What?
Saudi Arabia won yesterday, so we should have probably put Bruno Guimaraes or someone up there, because I like a bit of sports washing in my sports washing.
So, speaking of don't take the hair away, by the way, there's only a week left for this mustache, and today I've just received the text. If you donate towards it, according to Movember's tweets and messages to me, those bloody losers over at Gillette have to match your donation. So if you want to donate for a fantastic cause that is very close to my heart, the link for it is on my Twitter. I'll share it again a little bit later on. So you can find me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. You can find Andy Murray on Twitter at...
Find me on Twitter at... what is my thing? At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, like, I should shave off my beard and just have a moustache for the final day of November. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Like, look at this thing. This thing is hooded
it's
at the moment.
It's great.
Let's go.
I wish I could have that sort of facial hair.
It's a bit scruffy, but, you know, it's not Phil. Phil's, like, really powerful. I want to go for, like...
Powerhouse Phil.
Get, like... It's like Necro Butcher. It's, like, all... It's really cool. I like Phil's beard. I want, like, the... I don't know what I want. Have you ever seen the guy from Anthrax? Scott Ian.
Try not to.
He's, like... He's got this, like... pillar. It just goes down.
Oh.
It's everything else is shaved, but he's got this goatee that just...
Jericho's weird little stringy beard
little
that he has.
What's your favourite beard? Let us know.
Best beard in wrestling. Fight out in the comments.
I mean, it's Brody someone, but yeah.
At WhatCultureWWE on Twitter, of course, as I said, and make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from.
Does Bruiser Brody even have a beard? Yeah. I imagined that.
He's the one who had the gimmicks in his beard.
The little knots and stuff.
Yeah. I don't, can't remember. Remind me in the comments.
We are idiots.
WhatCultureWrestling.
Who is Stan Hansen? I've never heard of him.
WhatCultureWrestling wherever you get your podcast from. For Daily Wrestling Podcast, NXT Review, Dynamite Preview, Big Dynamite, of course, coming your way tonight with the new champion, the best champion, MJF. Like, share, subscribe. My thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Boom.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.